Out to the coast from here is an area known as Cannibal Bay. In the 1830s, Cannibal Bay was the site of a bloody confrontation between the paramount chief of the South Island of that time, Honi Tuawiki, or Bloody Jack as he was nicknamed, and the war party of Te Rauparaha, the feared Ngāti Toa chief from the North Island. Many of Tuawiki's warriors were killed in this attack, and many years later, settlers finding human bones in the cove dubbed it Cannibal Bay. On the 1st of January 1874, the immigrant ship Surratt foundered on the rocks near the beach. And luckily, most of the passengers managed to scramble ashore. Due to the wrecking of the Surratt, the area is also known as Surratt Bay. Cannibal Bay is a wonderful place to look out for the New Zealand hooker sea lion. New Zealand fur seals and sea lions regularly haul themselves out of the water along the Catlin's coastline. Both species spend considerable time ashore, with seals usually found on rocky shorelines and sea lions on sandy beaches. The New Zealand fur seal was hunted early last century for skins until no colonies were left on the mainland. The population is now estimated to be around 50,000, a quarter of the original population. Adult fur seals sometimes leave pups on the beach while they are away fishing. The pups should not be disturbed. Male sea lions may be very aggressive during December to February, which is their breeding season. For safety, keep at least 30 metres away from the sea lions. Dogs and people are seen as threats by seals and sea lions, particularly if their escape route to the sea appears to be blocked. Although they may look placid, they are powerful wild predators and can be very dangerous if they are approached too closely. All dogs should be kept well away from seals and sea lions. Please remember that the seals and sea lions are protected by New Zealand law. We ask that you respect all wildlife by viewing them from a safe distance.